Members head back to Washington to take up the big tax and spending bill passed by the Senate. Severe weather canceled flights, resulting in some members hitting the highways. South Carolina Republican Russell Fry.
The moment is too important to sit around and wait in an airport. Let's go deliver on President Trump's agenda. So we're going to vote on the One Big Beautiful Bill this week. In the meantime, I'm going to have one big beautiful road trip.
Pennsylvania Democrat Chris DeLuzio ran into California Democrat Derek Tran. Last we heard, they were on the road.
My flight was canceled. Derek was stranded at the Pittsburgh airport. We're heading down to D.C. to do everything we can to vote against and hopefully kill this terrible Republican bill that will take health care away from people, jack up the debt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he hopes to pass a final bill by President Trump's July 4th deadline. The jury in Sean Diddy Combs' trial in New York comes back this morning after telling the judge it's ready to go with verdicts on four of the five counts. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson notes the jury is stuck on the biggest count, racketeering.
Many jurors often don't understand how it applies. They're willing to find a defendant guilty on very specific charges, but one that claims that there's a criminal enterprise tends to give jurors pause.
Brian Koberger will be in a Boise court today with a plea deal to avoid the death penalty for the murders of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Idaho.
A lot of folks say that this is the right move, that this will essentially put this case behind them, allowing them to continue to move forward. It will also end up saving the taxpayer here some money because death penalty cases usually are prolonged. There are a lot of appeals. That ends up costing the county and eventually the state money as well.
Some victim family members are opposed. There were power outages and evacuations after an explosion and fire in Northern California's Yolo County, northwest of Sacramento. CBS News Sacramento's Tony Lopez.
A massive explosion rocked a fireworks warehouse near Esparto. Fireworks popping off on the ground and in the air. The headline, no one injured as of yet, but a one-mile evacuation zone is now in effect. Officials still urging people to avoid the area.
Police would not comment on if there were casualties. The University of Pennsylvania will ban transgender women from its women's sports teams. This follows the Department of Education ruling the school violated the rights of female athletes by allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete. CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us.
Penn has agreed to restore all individual Division I swimming records and titles to female athletes who lost to Thomas and send them a personalized apology letter.
Thomas won a Division I title in 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, wheel soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beachbound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Caitlin Clark now has her own Nike shoe.
And Clark hits a three.
Just minutes after they dropped, a new Nike sneaker named after WNBA star Caitlin Clark's favorite shoes sold out. They're a special version of the Kobe 5 Pro Tro, a tribute to the late Kobe Bryant. Clark has said the navy kicks with bright orange laces are the only shoes she plays in. Her version retails for $190. Right now, they're going for more than $450 on the resale market. The Fever Phenom is getting much of the credit. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama says he plans to reincarnate, ensuring the centuries-old Tibetan Buddhist institution will continue after his death. With his 90th birthday Sunday, the Nobel Peace Prize winner said the next Dalai Lama should be found as a baby and groomed for the position, as is traditional, adding China should stay out of it. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W-R-J-N. We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
WRJN. I keep on dancing for child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh,
brighter.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's warm embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Keep away from a runner out to a pay that off. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she love you and she'll put you down. Now people let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Thank you. not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Hey! Come on, time! Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
How can I be sure, in a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
Thank you.
I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And he wrote it on the wall. should get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Keep things loose, they keep things alive.
spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show you the color.
CBS News Brief. The jury in Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial gets back to work a day after telling the judge they'd reached a partial verdict but couldn't agree on the final count of racketeering. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The judge is saying, keep going, keep deliberating. The prosecution and the defense think that that is a good idea. So that's what's going
to
happen.
Lawmakers in the House racing back to Washington to take up the president's so-called big, beautiful spending bill after it squeaked through the Senate. But bad weather's canceled thousands of flights. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan.
I'm driving to Chicago, hoping to get one of the first flights, 6 a.m. Going to get back, though, to vote no for sure.
An agreement between an Ivy League university and the Trump administration over trans swimmer Leah Thomas. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Penn has agreed to restore all individual Division I swimming records and titles to female athletes who lost to Thomas and send them a personalized apology letter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.